God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Does it make any difference how ministries are received?
Yeah.
Huge, depending on how much you receive.
Yeah.
Did it make any difference with Jesus' ministry?
Yeah.
You remember, he went into his own hometown and they did not receive him as the anointed one. Did they? He stood up and he read out of the book of the prophet Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me. And they started saying, well, now who does he think he is? We know him. My brother works with his sister over to the get and go. My mama used to change his diapers. We know who he is. How many understand? Everybody comes from somewhere. Huh? Who's God going to use? You're not going to find somebody that didn't have a childhood. Huh? You're not going to find anybody that's not human. God uses us. But they didn't receive him. Did it affect his ministry?
Yeah.
Because they didn't receive him, said he could there. Didn't say he decided not to. Said he could there do no mighty works.
Right. Amen.
How many believe the Bible now?
Yeah.
If it affected the Lord Jesus' ministry with this kind of force and impact, certainly it's going to affect all the ministries that are in the earth today.
Right.
But then we'd go to other places. And the pastors, some of them graduates of Rhema, and some of them had worked with Brother Hagin and knew his ministry in more detail. And they'd teach their people sometimes 2 weeks before we got there about the prophet's ministry. And respect would be there and honor. And we'd be there first night operating in the gifts of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Just step right into that higher place.
Amen.
And people say, well, isn't that something? God just decided to move tonight. Well, it's a lot more up to the people. How they see things and how they hear things. And I just said all that to say this. What about people who say, well, tell that little preacher to come see me. Why is he not already here? Does that affect how they receive from this man or woman?
Yes.
Certainly it does. Certainly. I've been in places. I've been in churches before where I ministered for a whole week and never could get out what I had in my heart. Somebody said, why didn't you just say it? You're not supposed to cast your pearls before swine.
Amen.
What does that mean? You're not supposed to give precious things to people who don't appreciate them.
Amen.
We're told not to. I was there for a whole week, never could get to it. Why? Lack of respect. Lack of respect for the ministry. Lack of respect for the things of God. I've been other places, though. I said, I've been other places. Where I remember one time I wasn't even in a service. I just sat down with some people and you could just feel the respect. And it was not just respect for me, it's respect for God.
Yeah.
See, this is where people get mixed up in these things, don't they?
Yeah.
And I'd start to say something and they'd just shut up. I don't care what they said, they just shut up and listen. And you could tell, man, they're primed. They're expecting me to say something substantial.
Amen.
And you know what happened? Revelation started to come up in my heart. I sit there and talk for 2 hours and said things I didn't even know. I'm learning while I'm talking. Talking about revelation.
Amen.
Does it make any difference how people see? See, you receive a prophet how? In the name of a prophet, you get the prophet's reward.
Amen.
Now, what's that got to do with this? This woman is a Syrophoenician. Turn back to the 15th chapter there. She's not a Jew. She's not a Jewish proselyte. By today's standard, we'd say she's not a Christian. She didn't grow up in Christianity. Of course, they didn't have Christianity yet. This is when the Christ is walking the earth. But you understand the comparison. She's not a Jewish convert. She doesn't know the law. Here's what would help you to understand why the Lord didn't respond to her. This phrase, a son of David, probably means nothing to her. She probably heard somebody else. Like these two blind men we read about. Use this phrase and get good results. So she's trying to do the formula. How many know it doesn't work to use things that are not real to you? Try to say what somebody else said. Try to pray it like they prayed it and try to do it like they did it. This woman's a Syrophoenician. Now, I don't encourage you to do so, but I did. I looked up some of the history some years ago on these folks. They're mentioned in the Old Testament. I mean, there's a lot of history on the Phoenicians and Syrophoenicians. You talk about ungodly. Whew. You remember Baal worship?
Yeah.
And Ashtoreth worship?
Yeah.
I mean, that's theirs. You talk about some of the most ungodly, bizarre. They could teach sinners today new tricks. That's how evil and bad they were. That's her lifestyle. That's how she grew up. That's what she came out of. I mean, they commit fornication and homosexuality and infant sacrifice for church. That's what they do. And it gets worse than that. I won't even tell you everything they did. But here she's using a phrase that means nothing to her. Son of David? What does she know about son of David? She's not a Jew. She don't know the law. She don't know the history of God's people. And Jesus just keeps on walking. The book of Job. Turn there and look, why don't you, to the book of Job real quickly. 35 and verse 12. We're endeavoring to give you some insight into why Jesus just seemingly ignored this woman and kept walking. Job 35:12 said, "There they cry, but none gives answer because of what?"
Pride.
Huh?
Pride.
No answer because of what?
Pride.
Pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear vanity.
Amen.
Neither will the Almighty regard it. Isn't that an appropriate verse for what we're talking about? No. God does what with the proud? Resists them. And according to this, doesn't hear. He won't hear. I don't care how many scriptures you quote or how your diction is with Elizabethan English and how many durst thou and wouldest thou. And God sees through all that. He sees right into your heart. He knows if you're serious or if you're not. He knows if you mean it or if you're playing games. He knows if it's real to you, are you saying something you heard somebody else say?
Amen.
And if you're playing games and being religious and saying something that somebody else said, other people might be impressed, but God won't even hear it.
Amen.
He won't even hear it. He doesn't regard vanity. He doesn't answer pride. He resists pride. And so it very well could be that this woman coming up in this ungodly lifestyle doesn't intend to get to God. She just has heard that people got healed in this man's ministry. She heard the phrases they used. Thought, we'll come here, see if we can use that phrase, get the girl healed, and just go back to our Syrophoenician ungodliness. Jesus just keeps walking like she didn't say a thing. If you walk in enough revelation, you'll know. There's been many times in my life in ministry where people come and they want to, oh, they're saying some lovely things outside, but the Holy Ghost just show me a picture right inside and you see the junk that's there. They're playing games, trying to find fault, wanting to find influence some way or another, wanting control some way or another. And a man or woman that knows something in God, they might just walk away. And that would be appropriate. Did you hear me? So I said, why don't you just tell them? Most time folk wouldn't receive it. And if people won't listen to God, they ain't going to listen to you.
That's right.
Don't be offended by it. But we're covering some ground tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
I didn't call any names, right? Somebody said, well, you looked right at me. Well, I got to look at somebody when I look up. I had a fellow one time, he came out, this several years ago, he came after the service and he looked at me. He said, "Preacher, you got something to say to me, won't you just say it?" I said, and you are? He said, you don't know? I said, I don't think I've ever met you. Well, he said, I saw you looking at me, telling me all that stuff, and how'd you know all that stuff? I'm not making this up. He acted like he was ready to take me outside or something. He said, so you got something to say to me? Would you just say it to me? I said, well, until you come up here and opened your mouth, I didn't know it was you. He said, you didn't? I said, no. I said, so if you'll quit talking, I won't know anymore. Well, if we believe the Holy Ghost is in this place, then we believe, whether it's me or whoever our preachers and speakers are, that He gives utterance and He deals not just with irrelevant things, but things that are going on with us. And if it gets too close to home and you get uncomfortable, just look straight ahead and smile and go, Amen, Brother Keith. Somebody needs to hear that. Tell it again. Don't let on. And then after service, you can go home, fall across the bed and go, oh God, that was me. Oh God. But who else has to know? What were we talking about before we got into all that? Jesus seemingly ignored her. A lot of people at that point would have got offended, wouldn't they? I came here for help. You ignore me? But if your heart's not right, then you're not in position to receive. Amen. You know why this woman is in here, though? Now, let's just stop right here. Her daughter had a devil, which also caused physical problems. We know that because the Bible says she was delivered and she was healed. That's why it's included in the healing accounts. Yes. Well, the devil does cause problems. Notice it says that her daughter was grievously vexed. Everybody say vexed. Yes. See, there are no devils that make people peaceful.
That's right.
You understand? Vexation, anxiety, fear, frustration, vexed. Now, when you start talking about spirits, it is amazing how messed up people get. They go off on all these tangents. Next thing you know, you got devil chasers. And they see four devils in everybody they know, and devils in cars, and devils in the bushes, and everywhere you look, there's a devil. And we'll say, well, there are spirits around. Yeah, there are. There are also angels around.
Amen. That's
right. Other devils around. Yeah, but the Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
Well, the devil. Yeah, but God.
Amen.
If God is here and we focus on Him, we give the devil no place.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Syrophoenician Woman's Daughter, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R815. That's R815, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.